When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. The shadows of Ellerslie, Mr. Gordy's haunting legacy. The darkness gathers, and with it, the whispers. I'm Raven Vale, and this is Whispers from the Dark. Tonight, we journey to a place often associated with quiet suburban life, where tree-lined streets and friendly neighborhoods promise comfort and security. We are heading to Ellerslie, Georgia, a tranquil community in the mid-2000s. Here, in a seemingly ordinary home, a terrifying and inexplicable phenomenon unfolded, taking root in the innocent mind of a young girl and escalating into a profound, chilling nightmare that would haunt her family for years. This is the story of the Wirick family case and the chilling entity they knew as Mr. Gordy. The Wirick family, Jeff and Tina, a devoted couple, and their young daughter, Heidi, were living a life of everyday normalcy. Their home was a place of comfort, filled with the warmth of family. Heidi was a bright, imaginative child, like many children her age, prone to flights of fancy and the creation of vivid inner worlds. It was this very imagination, however, that seemed to become a terrifying conduit for something unseen. Something deeply malevolent. Heidi began speaking of her imaginary friends. This in itself is not unusual for young children. But Heidi's friends were not entirely products of her mind. She described an older, gentle man named Granny, though some accounts refer to him as an older man or grandfather figure, often said to be a spirit from the 1950s. A benign presence, who would sit on the couch and watch her play. This spirit seemed comforting, a gentle echo from the past. But then came the other one. Heidi also spoke of another friend, a figure she called Mr. Gordy. Her descriptions of Mr. Gordy were chillingly consistent and utterly terrifying. She described him as a tall, dark figure, with menacing features and, most unnervingly, sharp, prominent teeth. Unlike the friendly Granny, Mr. Gordy was intimidating, aggressive, and clearly malevolent. Heidi reported that Mr. Gordy would pinch her, push her, and generally torment her. He didn't want her to play, he wanted to frighten her. The family, initially amused by Granny, grew deeply concerned by Heidi's consistent fear of Mr. Gordy. They tried to dismiss him as a bad dream, a child's fleeting nightmare. But the phenomenon soon escalated beyond Heidi's innocent yet terrifying visions. The activity began to affect the entire household, spilling out from Heidi's perception into undeniable physical manifestations. Objects around the house would inexplicably move. Toys would slide across tables. Doors would open and close on their own, and strange noises, unseen footsteps, whispers, even guttural growls would echo from empty rooms. The temperature in certain areas of the house would plummet without explanation, creating unnerving cold spots. The family, particularly Tina, began to experience chilling physical contact. They would feel unseen hands push or shove them. The very air around them would sometimes feel thick with an oppressive, malevolent presence. But the most terrifying and undeniable physical evidence of the entity's presence came in the form of inexplicable scratch marks. Tina Wyrick, especially, would wake up in the morning with fresh, red scratches on her back, arms, and legs. These were not self-inflicted wounds, nor could they be explained by accidental contact. They were clear, distinct marks, appearing spontaneously as she slept, or even while she was awake, visible reminders of an unseen assailant. These marks confirmed Tina's growing conviction. Something truly dark and malevolent was in their home, and it was actively targeting them. Adding to the family's psychological torment were the terrifying dreams. Tina, in particular, suffered from vivid, horrifying nightmares involving the entity. These dreams were not just frightful. They were deeply disturbing, often depicting violent scenarios or a direct interaction with the menacing Mr. Gordy, his sharp teeth and dark form haunting her subconscious even when awake. The exhaustion from the lack of peaceful sleep, coupled with the pervasive fear, began to wear heavily on the entire family. Tina Wyrick, seeing her daughter's constant fear, experiencing the physical assaults, and plagued by the nightmares, became utterly convinced that her family was being tormented by a demonic entity. She believed that Mr. Gordy was not an imaginary friend, but a powerful, malevolent spirit that had somehow attached itself to Heidi or to their home and was now actively trying to harm them. Her desperation grew as conventional explanations failed. The family eventually sought help. They consulted with medical professionals regarding Heidi's visions and their own psychological state. Heidi was found to be a normal, healthy child with no diagnosable mental illness, which only deepened the mystery for her parents. With medical science unable to offer answers, the Wyricks turned to the paranormal community. Their case gained significant attention, eventually being featured on prominent television programs that documented paranormal experiences, bringing their terrifying ordeal to a wider audience. Paranormal investigators arrived at the Ellerslie home, armed with specialized equipment. They documented the cold spots, the inexplicable electronic interference, and even claimed to witness some of the physical phenomena themselves. Their conclusions often aligned with Tina's conviction. The house was indeed haunted, and the entity was profoundly malevolent, possibly a powerful demonic presence. The question remained, was it tied to the house or to Heidi? The true nature of Mr. Gordy was speculated upon. Was he a lost, angry soul, a demonic entity, or something else entirely? His persistent targeting of Heidi and his apparent physical capabilities hinted at a dark intelligence. The Wyrick family made desperate attempts to rid themselves of the entity. They had their home blessed by clergy. They performed personal cleansing rituals, but the torment continued. The ultimate act of desperation came when they decided to move. They left their Ellerslie home behind, hoping to escape the malevolent grasp of Mr. Gordy. However, even in their new home, the phenomena, though perhaps less intense, reportedly continued for a time, suggesting that the entity was not bound to the house itself, but had indeed formed a terrifying attachment to the family, perhaps even to Heidi. This enduring attachment was the most chilling revelation, a demon that follows. The Wyrick family case remains a chilling reminder of the unknown forces that can lurk in our world. For skeptics, Heidi's imaginary friends and the family's experiences might be explained away by shared psychological stress, misinterpretations, or the power of suggestion within a highly emotional environment. But for those who believe, the documented physical manifestations, the inexplicable scratch marks, and the persistent terror of a child tormented by a Mr. Gordy paint a terrifying picture of a genuine, deeply malevolent haunting. What truly was Mr. Gordy, dear listeners? Was he a product of a child's imagination, twisted by unseen trauma? Or was he a genuine demonic entity, drawn to the innocent, capable of physically harming the living, and leaving behind chilling scratch marks and horrifying dreams? The terrifying thought is that evil can choose any vessel, even the most innocent, and that sometimes the line between what is imagined and what is truly monstrous becomes horrifyingly blurred. The Wyrick family's ordeal stands as a stark testament to the relentless terror of being pursued by an invisible entity, a demon that chose a child as its gateway and refused to let go, leaving an indelible mark on their lives, forever shadowed by the chilling presence of Mr. Gordy. Until next time, when the whispers grow louder, good night.